for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Welcome to hour number four here at Rosie on the House, our weekly radio broadcast, the last hour, the 10 o'clock hour, where we dive deep into a specific area of your home, castle, or cabin. And this week, we're talking all January long, following our 2019 home maintenance calendar. It's projects you can do yourself around the house. And doing the research for this, we said, you know, it's been a long time since we focused specifically on tile. And you think tile flooring, you may think backsplash, you may think bathrooms, but there's a lot more applications for tile, especially as it relates to do-it-yourself, than just those applications. And talk about tile, we brought in Joe Fortuna. I was trying to think of, like, you're not the father of tile, you're the uncle of tile.
Some call me Saltillo Joe.
Saltillo Joe, there we go. You own Mexican Tile and Flooring. You've got a location in Phoenix. It used to be I always pass you when I would go to Fish and Game to pick up hunt rags, but they've moved. Y'all are still there on Greenway?
On Greenway.
Just east of 19th Avenue, north side of the road?
North side of the road, get a golf ball every day in the front yard.
And then in Tucson, you've just moved locations?
We did. We moved from just close to the university out to Prince Road exit right off of the I-10, right on the frontage road.
And you've owned Mexican Tile for 16 years?
16 years now. We started, well, the company, Mexican Tile Company, was around since the 80s. And then I acquired it in 2003, took full ownership in 2004, and it's been a great ride ever since.
When you walk into one of the showrooms, it's mind-boggling, all the applications for tile. Aside from your floors and your backsplash, walk through just a couple of things. I mean, all you have to do is mentally put yourself in your showroom and do a 360, and you're going to come up with five or six different applications.
It literally is jewelry for the house. So it has so many applications. We have so many styles. And with the trends, you know, you go from contemporary, you can go to full southwest, somewhere in between, indoor, outdoor, ceilings, you name it.
And so far, this has all been an indoor reference. There's plenty of outdoor applications.
Oh, lots. Murals for wall settings. Outdoor kitchens are huge in Arizona. So some of these outdoor kitchens are better than the people's indoor kitchens.
Now, what kind of tools do I need to be a tile setter?
Well, to be a tile setter, you need some pretty technical tools. But for the weekend guy or gal, you know, you're looking at simple levels. There's trowels for different tile applications. So all supply houses will be able to instruct the client or the customer what's the proper size trowel, because they will vary depending upon the tile that you're doing. You want rulers, tape measures, chalk lines. Sometimes, obviously, it would take two hands, you know, a second person to help with that.
If it's a floor application, knee pads?
Absolutely. You want knee pads. You want the proper rubber gloves, thick enough that they're not going to tear on you. And then if you're going to be doing any cutting, you definitely want eye protection.
And do you need a wet saw? I mean, I know we can rent those in a homeowner application, but is there another saw I can get away with aside from getting a wet saw out?
There are different tools to rent. I would never dry cut a tile and be afraid of chipping the porcelain or the glaze on the tile. But there are boards, they're cracker boards. They score and crack the tile. So either a dry cut method or the wet saw. But I think the wet saw is the best method. Whenever you have a water on the blade and on the tile, it just gives you a much smoother cut, in my opinion. But a lot of tradesmen use these scoring boards because they're fast. And sometimes a weekend person that may not be used to it might do more damage than good.
And sometimes a few of those maybe not so perfect straight cuts will get covered on the floor by a baseboard
or you know, you're going under the kick plate on cabinets. No one ever notices those little minor imperfections under there.
It's always the great debate in Arizona. Do you baseboard first or do you baseboard second? And really it depends on the flatness of the tile. If your tile is really flat, I would baseboard second. It's cleaner, and it might hide a few sins.
And when you're talking flat, the finished surface, Sautéel can be very up and down.
Exactly. Some stones are very irregular on the surface. In those situations, consider the thickness of the tile. Put the baseboard on first.
But on a real flat surface, then put the baseboard on top of the tile.
Yes. Even some builders now are just going to that method. They're doing so much of that plank-looking tile. So the tile goes in first, baseboard's in second, and it's a very clean look.
How many different types of tile are there? Sautéel, porcelain?
Well, you know, the registrar or contractor limits it to ceramic, porcelain, glass, stone. But there's all kinds. You have the porcelain. You've got the ceramic. The porcelain is a different clay body than the ceramic. Some people just generalize it as glazed tile. You have the terracotta tile, and you have Sautéel falls in that. Your European terracottas fall in that category. You have pavers, which are thick tiles. And then you have metal tile, glass tile, and plastic.
Plastic.
Plastic, yes.
For durability and investment, what price per square foot should I be looking for?
Well, that's a tough question because the range is great. If you shop and you find a closeout, let's just say for $1.99 a square foot, that tile could have been a $5.99 a square foot. It could be a closeout. And if you're fortunate enough to find that, it's much better than an everyday $1.99.
Now, a closeout, which you have to be careful if you don't get the job done, it's usually a discontinued tile line.
Exactly.
Or 5-6 years from now, if you have some cracked ones, it's a one-time install of material.
If it's a one-and-done situation, you always want to get a little extra closet stock. You never know. Cracks show up. We have lots of cracks in our foundations in Arizona. So, yes, you always want to get a little bit extra and hang on to it. But you can find good tile for wholesale pricing on the open market, and it's good. You want to check your dye lots and your shade colors because these manufacturers run millions of square feet and the shading does change. And these large retail outlets, they will bring in continuations of the same tile, but if you come back in 3 months, you may get a different dye lot. So like you said, you could be adding on, and maybe you do one bedroom, one weekend, and next month you're going to do your other bedroom. Consider buying the whole lot at once, because if you're connecting it, you may have a little trouble.
The manufacturing process for tile, how long does that take? Before the rollover, it's kind of delayed our tour. You were going to take us down to Mexico to view what sounds like a pretty neat family setup that's just expanded over the years.
It has. And it has expanded to more than one factory also. The tiles that come out of Mexico have artistry. They're truly handmade. The clay bisque is hand padded. It's put in dryers, then in kilns, and then they're literally painted with glaze. And it's amazing. You may have four artisans sitting at a table. You think they were playing cards, but they're literally handing one another the tiles, and each person has a different function. So consider the time of that. You might only get 50 tiles painted in one day. Now go to the world of...
That's old world, Craig.
That's old world, but people love it. We love it. Go to modern-day manufacturing. Modern-day, 20 years now, and it's screen print like an old T-shirt, a printing press. And these roll out thousands of tiles a day with not hand-painted artistry. It's very clean artistry, but to supply the likes of the big box stores and then all the other tile shops around the country, these manufacturers are pumping out thousands and thousands of square feet a day compared to little shops in Mexico you might get 50.
And talk through a little bit about the history of that town. It was very fascinating. It started from Grandpa and then his brothers, and then the family expanded, and so the business needed to.
It did. The factories that we deal with are in Saltillo. And if people know what Saltillo tile is, it's the terracotta Mexican tile that you see on floors throughout the Southwest. And literally the town is on the clay. So they excavate the clay. There's an area of the town where there's literally a river that runs through it, and you drive down into this little valley, and there's hundreds of family excavating the clay. Now, the higher up the hill you are, the better your clay is, because the impurities run downhill. So the family we deal with is at the top of the hill. Literally, they're at the top of the hill. And they own their land, and they excavate it, and then they wash it, and then they clean it. And that's where the importance of the body is, the body of the tile, is that you have to have clean clay, and then from there it goes into a pressing procedure, glazing procedure, and artistry procedure. But, yeah, that whole city is Saltillo.
Sounds like organic farming. You know,
yes.
You have to, exactly.
Right.
Well, we'll look forward to getting a tour down there. We've just been delayed a little bit getting there. When we get back, we'll talk about how the application process for a number of different projects that you can do around your house in a weekend here at Rosie on the House, joined by Joe Fortuna of Mexican Tile and Stone, both Phoenix and Tucson locations. Are y'all open on Saturdays?
We are, from 10 to 2.
So y'all, they're open now?
They are.
For the next 4 hours, and that's a perfect time for that weekend homeowner to get out there and
it's the best time.
Do some idea mining and figure out the different application. I mean, it's not limited to just your house, but furniture. As you'd mentioned, outdoor kitchens, walls, ceilings. I really liked what you said before. I never heard anyone refer to tile as jewelry for the house, but it really is.
Well, I credit a business colleague in the industry for that term.